And welcome into the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Man, it's such a good evening. We're glad that you are joining with us here this evening for the first edition of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Jake Spaulding here, and I'm joined by Boz on this Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. And again, I'm Jake. This is Boz. Boz, what's going on, man?
Man, I am super excited. It's like the best time of the year. High school football, about ready to get going. I can't wait.
I tell you what, we've got a lot to get to here this evening. Again, this is a new revamped version of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show where, again, tonight's a preview. As most, obviously, there's no Kansas schools playing. In Nebraska, they're playing. They kicked off actually last week. And so here in Kansas, our kickoff is next Friday here on across our radio networks. And so tonight is a preview. It's all about what's going on around here in Kansas tonight. And that means a lot of jamborees. That means a lot of soap scrimmages. It means a lot's going on that we're going to dive into here tonight and help you get ready for the football season here in 2023. Boz, briefly, we've got two teams coming off state titles from a year ago. We'll talk to both head coaches tonight.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. Nemaha Central and Axtell, two big-time programs. Got the coaches going to be live with us here in just a little bit.
I'll tell you right now is that this is going to be a lot of fun. We hope you have some fun, too, as well. We're back after this on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. All right, we are back here at the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Jake, and I'm joined by Boz, as I will be every single week. And this is something that, again, we're going to be doing it every week, maybe a little bit different than what's been going on in years past, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, I'm Jake, this is Boz, and Boz, we've got a handful of jamborees going on here this evening, right?
Yeah, we got a ton of jamborees that are coming up. Everybody's playing tonight. I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of teams are playing tonight. You know, a big problem was the heat, though. We had some that canceled. We had some that moved to Saturday, but a lot of jamborees. It's kind of the first opportunity for these teams after they've been practicing for a couple weeks to get out, see a different opponent, kind of hit on some other folks instead of your teammates.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time here tonight, and a couple jamborees that we're looking out for, and we're actually going to go right into the one in Sabetha, Beloit, and Marysville, and we've got on the line right now a coach that's on the field right now over there in Sabetha. Tell me about how important it is for your program to be able to have this kind of a jamboree setting before the season starts.
Whether want to run the ball, want to pass the ball, that's the majority of the thing. But how tough are you playing teams you don't necessarily play ever? And it's really fun, especially with us in Beloit. We've never played them before since I've been here in the 26 years. And so it's fun to get somebody else, especially a Western Kansas team. We've played Marysville in the past. Just find out who you are, what your identity is, and the five or six players that are always going to show up that maybe didn't do much last year, and all of a sudden show up because they're a year older and been in the weight room and just know the system better, and that's always exciting for me.
Hey, Coach, I'm going to throw this out at you here right now. We've been looking through kind of this season and what you guys are, what you're bringing back. You guys have a big opportunity this season. Just give me your thoughts right out of the gates, what the expectations are for your team this season.
I'm going to tell you, Jake, like I've told you for years and years and years, and it's not a cliche, and I'm not joking. Our goal is to get better every practice, every drill, and we want to be better today than we were yesterday. And if we can do that, that's success to us, and we'll let the scoreboard and we'll let the season record take care of itself. But we've got to take care of ourselves, whether it's our physical bodies or whether it's, you know, practice details or whatever, just being disciplined on offense, defense, and special teams. That is the name of the game. And whether we got everybody back or nobody back, I mean, I just want to keep that the same. I want our guys to know that success is not always on the scoreboard. You've done it this long, you understand high school football. We can't recruit, and so we got to dance with the girls that are here. And that's just that's just the way I look, have an outlook on every year.
Yeah, that's a great analogy right there, Coach. I really enjoyed that one. Hey, tell me a little bit really quickly here, and we'll let you get back at it. But, you know, again, when you're prepping for week one, and, when, you know, Bozzy just alluded to it a little bit about banging against each other, and now it's time to get against somebody else. But tell me a little bit about how you guys take the mental aspect of it. You know, a heat wave, one that hasn't been around this territory for so long, and now it's here. You know, does it have a mental effect on your guys' team as you head into season week one?
Everybody's got to play on the same field under the same circumstances. So it's, whether it's cold in the playoffs, whether it's raining in the playoffs, whether it's windy, it doesn't matter to me. And we've just got to take that every game. It's going to be hot next week. For game two, it might be windy. For game three, it might be cold, feel cold and rainy. So both teams got to play on it. And, you know, usually in those kind of games, obviously turnovers matter, but the toughest mentally team usually comes out in victory. And, you know, the team we have is, you know, I've talked about, you know, not all of our guys are back, but most of them are. And
right.
So I've talked about how can we make our practices physical? How can we make our practices so it feels like the games might be just a little bit easier? And that's just the competitiveness of our senior class, and they've done just an outstanding job of doing that.
Well, Coach, I really appreciate you taking some time as you're at your Jamboree right now and kind of give our listeners and give us a little bit more of an insight as we head into week number one. Coach, I know we'll talk plenty of times throughout the season. Good luck tonight. Stay healthy and drink plenty of water, okay?
Yeah, great. I got fans that think, you know, I'm probably on the phone with the sheriff right now or whatever. I'm not down with my team, so they're all wondering if I'm getting fired, which could be coming around the corner after this thing. So.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
Thanks, man. Thanks for what you do.
All right, appreciate it. That's head coach Garrett Michael of the Sabetha Blue Jays from their Jamboree here this evening. Again, at their Jamboree is Beloit Marysville. That's in Sabetha. Here in just a little bit, we'll have another coach jump on with us, but Bonzi, a couple other Jamborees that are going on around our area here tonight.
So we've got Jeff West, Valley Falls, Jackson Heights, and Pleasant Ridge. That one's at Jeff West. Start time on that was moved back to 8 o'clock just due to the heat. We also got Perry Lecompton, Silver Lake, and Wellsville. It was supposed to be Ottawa at that Jamboree, but Silver Lake had a cancellation on theirs, so they jumped over to the one at Perry Lecompton. That starts at 7. We also have Royal Valley, Holton, Santa Fe Trail, and Silver Lake. That's the one that was supposed to be tonight.
Yeah.
Actually got canceled due to the heat, so that's why Silver Lake jumped over to the one at Perry Lecompton. Royal Valley and Holton, Santa Fe Trail, just doing their own scrimmages at their own places. Also have Mar Hill Mount Academy and ACCHS. That is at Mar Hill Mount Academy. That one goes till 8 o'clock, it starts at 8 o'clock. And then we also have Horton and McLouth. That one was supposed to be tonight, but it got moved to Saturday at 9 a.m. So a lot of things changing around with the schedules and start times and teams just kind of doing what they can, dealing with this heat. And, you know, Coach Michael, he alluded to it with the weather, and, you know, everybody's got to play in the same conditions. But, you know, it's tough when you have a jamboree. You don't want to put your kids at risk right before the week one of the season. So a lot of precautions being taken, and that's where we're at with we do have Jeff County North. They are not doing a jamboree, but they have a soap scrimmage.
Right, exactly. And that's kind of the old school soap scrimmage. Tell me a little bit about how that was for you.
Well, the soap scrimmages, I mean, it's kind of nice because you can bring in some of the younger kids. I know in the past I've seen teams that actually start early, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock. They bring in their junior high kids. They go through scrimmage with them, and then you move on up, freshman, JV, into the varsity scrimmage kind of in the evening. But, again, it's the same type of deal. You're just practicing against the same guys. It's awfully nice to get out there and hit against somebody else.
Speaking of Jefferson County North at their little soap scrimmage here tonight, not a jamboree, but head coach Jeff Schneider has done a similar to what Coach Michael just did for us. He's been courteous enough to call in. Coach, you there?
Yes.
All right, Coach. Hey, thanks so much for taking a little bit of time for us here this evening to kind of talk to us a little bit about what's going on as you head into your jamboree tonight. You know, you guys are a team that has a lot of experience coming back. What could you tell us a little bit about your guys' team here with the summer workout programs and what you guys have done so far?
Well, I thought we had a really good summer, good in the weight room, good camp, and you know, minus the heat here, we've had really good practices over the last couple of weeks. You know, we kind of hit it. We're bringing back 11 seniors, so a veteran team from the start there. A lot of those guys have been playing and starting since their sophomore year, so a lot of snaps that are returning across a lot of positions on both sides of the ball for us.
Phenomenal, and that's something that, you know, you guys are making a little bit of noise, and I know a lot of coaches and teams, you know, media is media, right? Like, you know, kind of throw that to the side. It's one game at a time, but you told me that. You said, I really do look at it as one game out of a time. You guys coming in as a top five team in the state, is that, does that mean anything to you guys heading into the season?
Well, yes and no. You kind of hit it a little bit there. It's nice to see in print. It's nice for your program to get some of those accolades, but our focus from day one over the last 9 years as me being a head coach has always been 1 week at a time. You know, the goal is to try to go 1-0, and you know, I've told the teams every year, if you're looking too far in the future, you're going to run into a speed bump right in front of you. So I think our schedule is extremely tough. I think there's a lot of teams that are very competitive and bringing back a lot of players of their own. So you know, we got to take it week by week and keep our focus where it needs to be.
Tell me a little bit about your guys' the festivities, I guess, if you will, tonight. Not doing a jamboree like a lot of schools have switched to. You're keeping with that traditional soap scrimmage kind of feel. Tell me about what's going on over there this evening.
Yeah, we started it. Like I said, this is my ninth year as head coach. We started it back before the jamborees were allowed. We have gotten our middle school involved. We do have the 7th, 8th grade come out, which this year is really going to benefit them, we hope. They have a week one bye in their season, so they won't play a game until they're a month into practice, which is a pretty long time for them. When we first started it, we asked our community for a Gatorade, and we're going to give that to our teams after the games, and we've had such a tremendous outpouring of support from the community that we've been able to do that for the middle school, the JV games, the high school. I mean, it's something we just didn't feel like we wanted to walk away from. And our numbers have been good enough that we have been able to maintain and be able to put on a full scrimmage. So
phenomenal. I mean, again, that's what I grew up with. Boz, that's what you kind of grew up doing as well. I mean, it's just a different feel, especially when you're going hat on a hat with the kids from middle school on up. And it's great for the community. It's awesome that the communities of Nortonville, Winchester kind of come together for that and do this Gatorade thing. That's very cool. And I'm happy and thank you, Coach, for giving us a little bit of time here tonight to tell us about what's going on over there and kind of in preparation for your season.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, Coach Jeff Schneider of the Jefferson County North Chargers, thank you so much for joining us here this evening. Folks, we've got a lot yet to get to here this evening. A couple more coaches will join us, and I'll give you a hint. They're both from Nemaha County, so we will talk with both of those head coaches coming up here in just a little bit. But for now, it's time for us to head to another break here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require, from simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed. Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaw County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaw County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, welcome back to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. And Boz, we're talking Jamboree tonight. It's a preview show of what the Scoreboard Show is going to be like. Obviously, we're going to be at this point in time running through scores. This segment would actually be our recap segment where we're going to be hearing recaps from all of our area games and what's been going around on a Friday night. Obviously, a little bit different here tonight due to no games being in place, but we've already heard from Coach Garrett Michael. We have heard from Coach Jeff Schneider from JCN, and we got a couple other Jamborees, Bozzy, that we're covering here this evening, yeah?
Yeah, we've got Lynn, Hanover, and Clifton Clyde. They are at Clifton Clyde. That's where that Jamboree is taking place. That one begins at 7 o'clock tonight. Donovan West and Frankfurt, that one was supposed to be tonight as well, but it got canceled due to the heat. We've also got Troy, Riverside, and Rossville. That one's at Highland Community College. Starts at 7 o'clock. Valley Heights and Oskaloosa at Valley Heights. That one bumped back to 8 o'clock. We also have Blue Valley, Randolph, Axtell, and Washington County. That one's at Blue Valley starting at 8 o'clock. And then we've got Nemaha Central, Centralia, and yeah. Hiawatha. That one's at Nemaha Central, getting ready to start here at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, you know what? Again, a great opportunity here. We're super thankful for Coach Michael Glatzik to join us right now. Coach, you there?
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
great of you to join us here right now, Coach. I know that you're getting prepped. You're getting ready, especially for a Jamboree. What's the weather like over there?
You know what? It's a little hot, but, you know, honestly, there's nothing better than football being back. You know,
that's right.
The kids are really excited. You know, it's kind of been that grind, that typical grind of 2 weeks, you know, just smacking each other, hitting the same guys. So, you know, I'm excited Keisha put in this Jamboree and hopefully prepares us for next week.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely something that I think the fans are ready for, too, don't you think? They're ready to get back in the stands
absolutely.
On a Friday night.
Yeah, college, NFL, JUCO, yeah. High school, whatever it is. It's awesome to be back.
We got a ton of things going on, Coach. Again, you're still pretty young in your tenure at Nemaha Central, but, man, you're coming off of an undefeated state championship season a year ago in Class 2A. What has the offseason been like for you as you're trying to reload, regroup, and get going?
Yeah, honestly, it hasn't been much different. You know, we obviously lost a great group of 9 seniors last year, but we return, 10 to 12 seniors that have varsity experience, you know, and a couple of juniors that have varsity experience. So it's really going to be the leadership that's going to tell a difference this year.
Hey, Coach, this is Boz. I've got a question for you here. You know, you talk about your leadership and, bringing guys back. You do have some spots you got to fill within your roster from last season. How do you go through that process of finding guys and finding those ones that are willing to step up and fill those gaps?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, obviously we lost all of our skill kids last year, which, you know, any coach would be, you know, kind of upset about. But as a head coach, you know, Nemaw here, I'm returning 4 out of the 5 offensive linemen. So, you know, obviously that helps the coach out. And same thing on the defense side. So we got some last year juniors that played a lot of JV and sparingly varsity minutes that are going to step right into that role this year.
Coach, it's definitely one that expectations are always high, especially at NC. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's awesome. It's awesome what the community expects. And yeah. I knew that walking in here, you know, living and growing up 15 minutes away, you know, it's been awesome at Central, you know, and it's been awesome at NC here so far.
Yeah, definitely really cool. How cool is it for you a little bit, though, to have the Jamboree with your alma mater?
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. You know, when I got here at NC, it was my last year of my dad's 10 years, so. And then his best friend, you know, Rod Holdhouse took it over. So it's been really good, you know, just being 15 minutes away, you know, obviously it worked out really good.
Well, Coach, I really appreciate you taking a little bit of time here. Let the listeners kind of get a little bit of an inside scoop of what the Thunder's looking like as they're getting ready to roll into their football season here this year. And I know we'll be talking plenty of times throughout the year. And I just wish you the best of luck this season. And, again, thanks so much for joining us here tonight.
Awesome. I appreciate you guys. Thanks for all you do.
All right. That's Coach Michael Gladsick of the Nemaha Central Thunder here live from Nemaha Central High School. Their Jamboree Paws is about to get underway here in just a little bit. But a couple things that he talked about was just the ability for them, which you've kind of alluded to a couple times tonight, of just you're sick and tired of hitting your own team.
Yeah, it does get old. You know, you're excited when practice starts. All these kids, they've been putting time in the gym or in the weight room over the summer, and then practice starts, and then once practice starts, the first game can't get here quick enough. So the Jamboree is a great opportunity for them to put in a couple 2 weeks of practice in the heat, grinding against each other, and you know that Jamboree's coming instead of a three-week gap before that first game. So the Jamboree is super important. I know the kids are excited to get out there and get after it tonight.
There's a handful of things that we are still going to be getting to here in just a little bit. We're going to talk a lot of preview matchups of week one. And don't forget that right now, you need to prepare yourself to be giving us a call for our new segment called Friday Night Highlights. Well, what's that going to be during the regular season? I'm glad you asked, because that's going to be where you, the fans, have an opportunity to give us a call, Jake and Boz, and get on air with us during the show and tell us about the game that you went to. Tell us about what is exciting for your school that you're following, or what is great for your community right now during this football season. You're going to have the stage. It'll be just about a couple minutes for you, about a minute max, for you to talk about what's important to you that night. And we're going to begin to start opening that up. And that's all because of our Giant Communications hotline. And that phone number, go ahead and take it down right now, 785-547-3461. That's the Giant Communications hotline, 785-547-3461. That will be a little bit later in the show. When you hear our Friday Night Highlights open, that's when the phone lines will be opened up for you to call in and give us your Friday Night Highlights. Tonight, we're going to open it up to you here in just a little bit and allow you to kind of give us maybe what you're excited about coming into the football season again. Not yet, but here in just a little bit, when you hear the Friday Night Highlights open, that'll be time for you to jump on.
Well, that's going to be a really neat segment this year, Jake. I think it'll be pretty cool for fans after they've been to a game to turn back around, they get in the car, they turn on the radio, and they can give us a call real quick and say, hey, this young man had a fantastic night, he ran for X amount of yards, or your team got a big win tonight, pulled off the upset, something like that. Really, really excited for that segment this season.
We'll still be able to do our Lucre Chiropractic Wellness Game Ball nominations and award that every single Friday night as well. But right now, we're going to go back to the phone lines, and we mentioned, Bozzy, about Blue Valley Randolph and Axtell, Washington County, that Jamboree over in Blue Valley. That one got pushed back to 8 o'clock here tonight, and we got Coach Eric Detweiler on the line with us now. Coach, how's the drive?
You know, warm like normal. Actually, we just kind of went through some rain and through Frankfurt, so it kind of cooled off, but it started hot, but it's actually pretty decent right now.
I tell you, we just got on the phone with Coach Gladsick over at Nemaha Central. He made the same comment that a little bit of precipitation fell from the skies. I bet that was very welcomed, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's kind of clouded over here, and hopefully it stays that way, and you know, it's cool for our guys to play tonight.
Now, I didn't give you the best open right there, Coach, and I apologize. I'll do it right now, though. But this is the two-time defending state champions in eight-man Division II head coach Eric Detweiler of the Axtell Eagles. Coach, what's the last couple of years been like for you?
It's just been pretty cool. You know, we've been trying to build our program to win state titles, and, you know, we've been close. You know, we lost in 2019 and, you know, made it to the sub-state round several times in the years in past. But, you know, finally got over that hump and you know, just hasn't lost 2 years. and you know, pretty indescribable feeling that how that goes, and you know, just been fortunate enough to have good kids, and the community buys in, and you know, just everything is working well, and when that happens, you know, it's pretty enjoyable coaching.
Hey, Coach, this is Boz here. I've got a question for you about kind of the mental mindset, the pressure. You guys are on a 26-game winning streak. How tough is it for your kids to stay humble, maybe, or composed as they head into a new season?
You know, it is a little bit, but I, you know, it's one thing that I make sure I emphasize every week in practice. You know, that hey, we definitely got a target on our back now. You know, everybody wants to break that streak, and everybody wants to you know, get that highlight. You know, of beating us, and so you know, we're trying to work on that every week. That you know, we got to probably, you know, work harder than most kids, because it's harder to win every game and to stay on that streak. So you know, we talk about it. We work hard in practice. And, you know, we definitely talk about how everybody wants to beat us, and that makes us work harder.
Great stuff, Coach. And, again, as you got to, you know, a lot of people say you got to have the Jimmies and the Joes, and you guys have had that for the past couple of seasons. You know, as you're preparing to basically regroup, reload, and get back onto the field here in a week, what's that been like for you to try and maybe find those new Jimmies and those new Joes?
Well, you know, we've got a lot of them that have been playing since freshman, you know, but we're just kind of shuffling them around. Obviously, you know, we lost three great seniors last year with Isaac, Evan, and Owen, and you know, those guys have been starting for 3 years, so whenever you try to replace those guys, it's hard, and, you know, it's just something you kind of got to start over from day one, you know, put new guys in new positions and figure out, you know, what their mindset is. Do they got a, you know, a linebacker mentality or a corner mentality or, you know, or something, so... you know, we're just shuffling guys around right now, trying to figure out who can play where and you know, trying to teach them new positions. And you know, we've only had 2 weeks of practice, but, you know, I think our guys are going along nicely.
Well, that's awesome, Coach. I know that you're in travel mode right now, but when you get to the Jamboree tonight, what are you expecting to accomplish?
Well, you know, just minimize mistakes. You know, we've been making mistakes with those new guys in new positions, and you know, just hopefully, you know, minimize that. You know, I want to see that our line knows where to block and who to block, and you know, I'm not necessarily critical if they get the job done. I just want to know right now that
sure. They
know where they need to be on the right place in the field, you know, and then defensively, I want to say assignment sound. You know, a lot of times we don't blitz too much in a jamboree, just kind of stay assignment sound, but I'm sure we're going to mix up some defenses you know, see if our guys can cover on the pass routes and if our linebackers are aggressive and read well and you know, that kind of stuff.
I'll ask you one final question, Coach, and again, I really appreciate you taking some time, but, you know, a lot of people say football is football. It doesn't matter if it's 6-man or 11-man, but there's something a little bit different about 8-man football. If nobody's came and watched an 8-man football game, why should they?
You know, it's just a different speed. You know, everybody that, you know, that says that, that's ever jumped down and says, you know, it's a whole different level. You know, you play from sideline to sideline, and you know, especially us, I think we pass the ball more than average, you know, last year I think our stats were we threw about 63-64% of the time. So, you know, I think it's more of a, you know, different speed game. You got guys that play both ways, you know, and a lot of times in 11-man they only play one side of the ball, and at least in the bigger schools. But, you know, our kids
right.
are, you know, playing both directions you know, just got to be in great shape and you know, be able to run around and play, you know, just play normal football.
Coach, I really appreciate your time. I hope you stay hydrated tonight. I hope you guys are injury-free after this evening tonight. And I'm excited for you guys heading into this season, and we'll for sure talk throughout the season. But really appreciate you taking the time to join Boz and I.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having it on. Anytime.
All right, that's head coach Eric Detweiler of the Axtell Eagles, two-time defending state champions in 8-man Division II. Boz, we've got a lot yet to get through. You want to kind of tease a little bit of what people are going to have coming up?
Well, we do have a lot. We've got a ton of stuff we got to get through here. We're going to take a look at some preseason rankings for this season. There's a lot of teams in this area that are preseason ranked, so we're going to kind of go through those, break those down a little bit. And then we also have a ton of week one matchups.
Oh, yeah.
When we go down the schedule, there's some big time games that start this season off. And, you know, oftentimes I don't know that you want that big time matchup right out of the gate. Week one. So it's, you know, it's going to be interesting. We're going to break that down and kind of go through those matchups and what we can expect.
Those coaches' interviews, again, on the Giant Communications Hotline, 785-547-3461. If you want to be on the Giant Communications Hotline, it'll be in just a few moments with our Friday Night Highlight segment coming up here in just a little bit from now. Giant Communications, you want fast, reliable internet at the speed of light. Visit giantcomm.net to figure out how Giant can help you. Well, we've got a lot yet to get to here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. It's a new and improved version, and it's the preview edition tonight. Hope you're having a great Friday night. We're back after this with more here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bank means to me customer service for local customers. We have a great staff that know the community. They know our customers by name. They're able to help them, and we're able to provide more service in a uncomplicated way. When a customer walks through the door, we want them to be greeted with a smile and a hello and know that we are truly caring about serving them.
You feel
life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare.
At Edward Jones, we know that a job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security.
Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events.
To learn more, call myself, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha.
Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We've given you tonight's scores and even some insights from our area games of the week. Now, we want to hear from you. It's time for Friday Night Highlights on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Well, we've talked about it. Now it's time for it. We got our Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show going on right now. Friday Night Highlights is an opportunity for you, to the caller, to call in, and we're only going to take a couple calls tonight. It's the Giant Communications Hotline, and that's 785-547-3461 is your phone number, 785-547-3461. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. You're going to have an opportunity to call in, and you will have just a brief snippet. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from and what you're looking forward to this season, and we're going to keep it moving right along here this evening. If you want to give us a shout, feel free to do so. It'll be during this segment right now. As we're doing this segment, though, we also want to tell you that during the regular portion of this program is we will have our Lukert Chiropractic game ball nominations coming in as well. And so we're going to have a number given out for that during season as far as what number you will call to get those Lukert Chiropractic game ball nominations turned in throughout the season. But again, give us a call on the Giant Communications Hotline right now at 785-547-3461 if you want to give us a little bit of an insight of what you're thinking here coming in this season. And we're going to take our first caller right now. All right, you're right onto the air. We got, tell me your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, guys, Mark Pruitt, Holton, Kansas.
All right, Mark, thanks for calling to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. Who are you looking for this season?
I got a grandson playing freshman year, and I've been following this team for a long time, since probably mid-90s, when Barta first came, when Middlebus was still there. So I'm just anxious to keep this going with the grandkids.
All right, so Mark Pruitt from Holton, rooting for the Holton Wildcats. And, Mark, make sure you get his number saved and give us a shout during the season and tell us how the Wildcats are doing, all right?
I will do that, buddy.
All right, thanks for giving us a call. That's Mark Pruitt from Holton on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the Giant Communications Hotline. Again, the phone number is 785-547-3461 if you want to jump on and just kind of tell us what you're thinking about here coming into this season. But, Boz, I'm going to bring you back in here. And, you know, we're going to be talking about some in-depth analysis as far as some Week 1 games coming up here in just a little bit.
Yeah, there's a ton of schools that we've got in this area that are just have some big time matchups coming up in week one, and kind of preview that. The preseason football rankings, we've got 14, 15 teams in this area that have either gotten votes in the top five, actually top 10, or received votes to be in that category. Let's kind of go through a couple of those real quick. We mentioned Nemaha Central. They're coming in as the number one ranked team. They're defending state champions in Class 2A. Axtell, we talked to them. They are number one as well. Again, back-to-back defending state champions. Going into Class 3A, Holton, they come in at number three in the preseason rankings. Class 2A, we've got Sabetha. They're at number three, and that's one we might have to debate here in a little bit. I think they've got all the pieces to really make some noise this season. In Class 1A, Centralia, they're in at number seven. We've also got Jeff County North at number 10, Clifton Clyde at number 10. Atchison, they receive votes to be in the top 10 of preseason ranking. Perry-LeCompton, Troy, Riverside, Valley Falls, Hanover, and Frankfort all got votes to be in that top 10. And there's another one we're going to have to talk about, I think, Frankfort.
Yeah.
They have a lot of guys back. I think they could make some noise this season, so we'll talk about that here in a little bit.
I'll tell you one thing right now is that I feel like, so Boz and I have broadcasted together, 8 years?
Yep.
The past 8 years, doing different games, different sports, obviously, and that's where we've gotten to see truly how blessed Northeast Kansas is with athletes. And that's one thing that, again, this piece of paper that we're reading off of right now, what'd you say, 14, 15?
I think it was 14 or 15.
Teams in the top 10 of their classification across the state. And there are some teams not on this list that I think could still make some noise from our area that just didn't get any of the media votes. But I'll tell you right now that, once again, year in and year out, NEKS, man, we've just got some really good athletes.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. I've got family down in Southeast Kansas. They might have a few select teams that are always going to be up there, but there's not the big group like we see in Northeast Kansas. Years ago, I was out in Western Kansas, kind of the same thing. You've got maybe two or three teams that are always there. They're always kind of the elite teams, but I never saw 14, 15 teams that are vying for those top spots in the state.
We've got plenty more to get to here in just a little bit. Let's just go right into it here right now as we will get into our previews a little bit. We'll break these apart just a little bit. That's going to conclude our segment of Friday Night Highlights here this week. Appreciate Mark for giving us a call. I did get a couple texts that said, I just don't want to talk on the radio. And that, you know, people, you're going to get warmed up. It's not a big deal. Over time, you'll be calling in here. Not a big deal. But make sure you save that Giant Communications hotline phone number for Friday Night Highlights every Friday night during football season and into basketball season as well. Buddy, this is week one of 6 months for us on Friday evenings, man, where we're going to be up here talking about what's going on in Northeast Kansas sports. But that phone number, once again, 785-547-3461. We're going to conclude it here for this evening. But make sure you write that down and be prepared for it starting next week because big-time games. Let's go through some of those games, Boz.
Hey, I'm going to start right off right now. We've talked to Coach Gladsick. We've got Nemaha Central that was on the line earlier. I think it's a marquee matchup right out of the gates, and it's been this way for the last several years. Holton, Nemaha, both top-ranked teams, and they're going to square off week one again. Nemaha Central, obviously, we've talked about the defending state champions, 13-0. This team is on fire. You know, they've won two state titles out of the last 4 years. Here's the question mark that I have with Nemaha Central. They lost some big pieces, some key pieces at quarterback, wide receiver, running back. Coach Glassick alluded to that. They lost their backfield. But here's where I think this team is going to separate themselves. Their offensive line is going to be fantastic. They're experienced. They've got tons of size. The only thing that I'm kind of waiting to see there with them this season is the defense. They're going to have to replace linebacker core, some of the secondary. So Nemaha Central, they just reload every year. I think they're going to be a really good team. Now, on the flip side of that, Holton. They come off an 11-2 season, 3A state runner-up. They lost a big senior class. Lots of kids in that class had a lot of big roles within the team. Offensive line.
Did you know that class personally?
I did know the class personally.
If you don't know, again, this is great. It's introductory, first week. Boz is such a, I was going to say coy, but a very humble individual. His son played at Holton, and where's he playing ball at now?
University of North Dakota.
I mean, obviously, we're going to do a little bit of love for Jace.
All right.
I mean, at least for week one, right?
Yeah. Well, okay. Jace, he did all right, but he was part of a really good class. There was a ton of seniors. And here's the thing with this team this year. Their offensive line, their defensive line is going to be their strength, which is a great thing to have when you run a wishbone offense. Holton runs the ball 95% of the time. Their offensive line is going to be fantastic. Defensive line is going to be really good. The one question mark I've got with them is going to be just a little bit of a lack of experience on the varsity side of things. It's going to be important for them to gain experience. Some of these guys that are coming in and they're filling roles early, how quickly they pick things up.
All right, matchup number two that we're looking forward to is Sabetha at Perry Lecompton. We talked to Coach Garrett Michael a little bit ago here in the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show preview here this evening. And Sabetha, a year ago, 9-3, lost to Nemaha Central in their Sump State. Returns 8 starters on both sides of the ball. They're massive. And when I say massive, I mean big. They're athletic. Offensive line returns all 5 starters and includes Josh Grimm, 6'6", 320, Jacob Grimm, 6'5", 300, and old Mr. Minold, Caleb Minold, is back on the team this year as well as a senior. And Coach Garrett Michael said he's the strongest kid that he's got in that school. They're taking on a Perry Lecompton team. Sabetha's ranked second in class 2A right now coming into the season. Taking on a Perry Lecompton comp team, Bozzy, that went 3-6 last year, had injuries throughout the season, could never get going. They're returning four starters on both sides of the ball, and there's going to be a lot of new guys on the field. However, they're underneath Coach Mike Paramore, who, you know, back-to-back years went to a state championship game with Perry back in 19 and 20, found a way to really kind of get the ball rolling, if you will, at Perry Lecompton. Been there for over 2 decades and just a phenomenal coach. And so that matchup could be very, very big in week one.
Well, I think if Sabetha wants to make some noise and live up to that number two ranking, they're going to have to go in and take care of business up against Perry Lecompton. And I tried to get Coach Michael to kind of let the cat out of the bag bit, but he won't do it. He's been around long enough. But I think the big thing for them is just keeping their kids composed, and I think they know that they've got the pieces. So it's just a matter of week in, week out, getting better, like Coach Michael said, and I think they're going to be a team that we need to watch for sure. Then we also have the next matchup that we've got on here, Hanover at Clifton Clyde. Now, here's kind of an interesting one. Hanover was 5-5 last season. They did receive some votes to be in the top 10, but they've got some gaps to fill as well. They lost 4 seniors, but they do bring back 16 lettermen. They've got a really, really tough schedule. They start out with Clifton Clyde, El Saline, Osborne right out of the gates. They also have to play Axtell and Frankfort on the road in district play this season. So it's going to be important for them to get off to a quick start. They need to get a win or two against those out of those first 3 weeks. If things go well early for this team, they can make some noise. Clifton Clyde, on the other side, they're number 10 preseason rank. They were 7-2 last season. They got knocked out of the playoffs early to Quinter last season. It's something that's going to give their guys some motivation. I don't know. Quinter's a good team, but I think maybe they felt like they could have got that win, and they just had that sour taste in their mouth all season. They returned 7 starters on both sides of the ball. They're very experienced. The only regular season they lost, or only regular season loss they had last year, was to the eventual state champions, Axtell. This team, they have the potential to be very, very good, and they could easily improve on that 7-2 campaign last season.
That's just the beginning of our preview here of Week 1 games here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. It's preview week. The gridiron gets hot next week with Week 1 matchups. We got 4 more matchups to highlight for you, as well as some college games starting this weekend. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel right at home.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our 3 locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat, like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich, like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens, no more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Well, we're back here on the first edition. It's the preview edition here of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, that's Boz. And Boz, it's been a pretty good night so far, I would say, yeah?
Heck yeah, it has. Football season's ready
here,
to go.
Baby. We are here. Hey, we left you with Hanover and Clifton Clyde. We got to get to four more quickly here of our previews coming up for week number one. Frankfurt receiving votes in eight-man Division II, going up against Chase County. So Frankfurt, 4-6 last season, losing their first three games of the season to Chase County, Washington County, and Linden. But they have a proven quarterback who broke all Frankfurt's eight-man passing records as a freshman last year, 1,367 yards, 21 TDs. They have a solid group in the backfield, and they got some great wide receivers. And their offensive line, Boz, returns four seniors. So they got good depth at every position. Why is Frankfurt a team we're watching this year?
Yeah, I'm really convinced. I think Frankfurt could really make some noise with the experience they've got. I think they could be really, really good.
They're taking on Chase County again. Mentioned that just really handled Frankfurt a year ago. They went 9-2, making a deep run into the playoffs. They beat Frankfurt 60-8 in that game a year ago, but they don't have a lot of seniors. They lost a lot from a year ago, and so Frankfurt's got an opportunity right off the get-go. Now let's go over to Winchester.
Jeff County North, number 10, at home versus Pleasant Ridge. Jeff County North, they went 5-3 last season, league record of 4-1. They fell to Centralia in the regional round 34-8. But here's the deal: they return 17 lettermen, 11 seniors. They also return 9 starters on both sides of the ball. Experience is not going to be an issue with this team. They've got all the pieces to be very, very good this season.
So JCN, we talked to their head coach earlier on in the day, or in the show, excuse me, and that was Coach Jeff Schneider. And again, he gave us a good coach speak, which is what you expect, but he wants to go one game at a time. It starts for them against Pleasant Ridge. Now Axel, a two-time defending state champions in eight-man Division II, taking on Care Paravel, a team last year, Boswell, that was the only team that scored the most points against the Eagles a year ago, but Axel still just handled them 82-38 last year in the opening round game. But that's who Axel has in week number one. Care Paravel is a team that's a private school. They got some key components, but Axel, as Coach Detweiler alluded to, lost three key guys from a season ago.
Yeah, and here's why I think this is an interesting matchup. I think Axel's probably got some pressure now. 26 game win streak, back-to-back state titles, first game of the season. A lot of things can go wrong that first time out on the field, but they have got all the pieces. Axtell's just been dominant, so I don't expect that to be a problem.
Yeah, we'll see how that shapes up next week. And then our last game that we picked as our previews coming into is Centralia at home against Valley Heights, a TVL matchup of two really juggernauts of the Twin Valley League. And Centralia, 11-1, but losing to St. Mary's, a team that was just a powerhouse last year. They returned four starters on offense, six on defense. Coach Roger Holthaus, you got to hear from Michael Glatzik from Nemaha Central, who obviously his father coached at Centralia, Larry, for a long time. Now Coach Roger Holthaus takes that program over the past couple of seasons. They've got five returning senior starters and 13 total total upperclassmen for a 1A school, that is going to be one that to really look out for. They were receiving votes in this preseason as well. They got some gaps to fill, but have potential to be a really good player in this season, yeah?
Yeah, and I think this is why it's a big matchup, too, against Valley Heights. They were 2-7 last season. Not the best season, obviously not what they expected, but they return all their starters on both sides of the ball. They return 15 Lettermen. They've got some size on the offensive line, defensive line. They got to find some different ways to put points on the board. They only averaged 16.8 points per game last season, and their defense going to have to tighten up. They allowed 39 points per game. But again, very first game of the season, right out of the gates, anything can happen.
Well, Posse, that's going to do it for week number one here at the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. We have a lot to get to every single week. We hope you focus in and tune in with us every Friday night following high school football here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Hope you're taking in some jamborees tonight. We'll talk to you next Friday right after the football games here on your local sports authority, the MSC Sports Radio Network. Thanks for tuning in. Good night, everybody.
The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show has been brought to you in part by Sunflower Community Credit Union, Commercial Tire Solutions, Knights of Columbus Insurance Kirby Schmelzley, by Helena AgriSystems, Gals of Grace Boutique in Nortonville, by BNP Propane, The Elevator in Valley Falls, by Edward Jones, by Giant Communications, Lucre Chiropractic in Sabetha, McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca, Bruna Implement Company, Blue Valley Technologies, and by Honeyman Ford in Seneca. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The place for everything local. Kansaland Radio, 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Former President Trump is promoting on social media and fundraising with merchandise featuring his mugshot taken after he surrendered to the Fulton County Jail last night on election interference charges in Georgia.
We were told that he was processed as any other criminal defendant would have been. The former president telling Fox News Digital